As state and local governments grapple with how to keep people safe, the threat of coronavirus looms larger for people in vulnerable situations, perhaps none more so than people who are experiencing homelessness, who, by definition, cannot stay safe, stay home. Connecticut Public Radio's Kion Wolf reports.
Mike Magooder has had no permanent place to stay since August of 2018. He's currently living in a tent in the woods in Bristol and connected with Connecticut Public through social media. He's surprised at the shutdowns and worried about being even more limited than he already is.
It's absolutely bananas. Like, it's crazy. I never would have thought, like, you know, I'd see them shutting down bottle redemption centers, McDonald's closing lobbies down. And fortunately, they haven't shut down public transportation. That right there would be the killer, is not being able to, you know, get around at all.
He's also worried about how the world around him will change in more uncertain times.
Everything's going under, you're going to see a rise in homeless population. You're going to see a rise in criminal activity. You're going to see people steal it just to have something to eat. You know what I mean?
Municipalities are making their plans to help those who may have nowhere to keep safe in the face of potential infections. The city of Hartford is preparing two sites to serve as quarantine locations for people experiencing homelessness who test positive. Richard Cho of the Connecticut Coalition to End Homelessness is urging municipal leaders to get people out of shelters, where it's very hard for them to self-isolate. In New Haven, around 90 people have been moved into hotel rooms. Cho says he's been in touch with the Department of Housing about plans to move homeless individuals into state university dorms.
By the end of this week, the goal is to have matched each region's homeless shelters to some of those state-owned properties and to begin moving people out. And that will happen in different stages as those dorms are made free. A lot of the students still have possessions in those dorms, so the immediate focus is on how do we empty out the dorms of the students' possessions so that we can actually free those up for other uses.
Reginald Clemens is a resident of the South Park Inn shelter on Main Street in Hartford. He says he's relying on his faith to get him through what may be an even more difficult time.
I don't really know the whole insides and out of it, but I know there's a virus going around and I know this is affecting a lot of people. But I just have to have faith and believe that this soup shall pass eventually, you know, and just stand firm and hold on. That's the best I can do.
South Park Inn has emptied out and sanitized its administrative area and turned it into a place where guests can be quarantined in case they test positive for COVID-19. Candace Ost is the agency's director of development and community relations. She says, despite the uncertainty, there's no other place she'd rather be right now.
I would rather be here helping our guests and making sure they're all safe and, you know, we're making sure they all have their meals and that there's really no disruption to their routines as much as possible. And in a way, I feel better being busy and occupied in that way.
She says she hopes the threat of COVID-19 makes people think a little differently about helping others.
We take care of people in society that have just hit a bump along their path for whatever reason, and they need a little help and a little assistance to get back on their journey. I think with this COVID-19, I think we feel that we're all in this together. And we're going to help each other get through this.
Elizabeth Rodriguez has been living at South Park Inn for about a year. She has this advice for keeping balanced in chaotic times.
When you wake up in the morning, always think positive, no negativity, brave heart, mentality, and focus. Do not stress. Do not lose hope or faith. It's only up to God.
The advice to stay positive and move forward is echoed by Mike Magooder. He says he has a mantra to get through every day, one that he thinks may be helpful to everyone now faced with uncertainty and broken routines.
Come up with a plan and stick to it. That's what I do every morning. I set myself a goal, whatever I'm going to accomplish today. Let's say I need toiletries, I need deodorant. I set myself a goal to manage to get that and then just take it step by step.
For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm Kion Wolf.